Harris. Liberty Watch magazine is really a cool magazine if you haven't seen it. It's really, really good. Rebuilding the Nevada Republican Party. And how do we make Nevada a red state again? We'll talk about that. Whole lot more to do. Oh, and did I mention? One of the things we're going to do a little bit later on, we're going to talk about how we rebuild the Republican Party in Nevada. We've got a Republican Party that right now is it's at odds. You know, we've had the Clark County Republican Party and the state party at odds. How do we bring the two sides together? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Santa Clara County Sheriff Spokesman Deputy Russell Davis says an employee opened fire at a rail yard in San Jose, California, serving Silicon Valley this morning, killing eight people before ending his own life.
We have eight victims that are pronounced deceased from today's incident, from gunshot wounds. We also have one suspect who is deceased as well from this morning's incident. I can confirm with you that deputies did not exchange gunfire, and right now we're going to preliminary go with the assumption that it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
The killer was identified as 57-year-old Sam Cassidy. He apparently also set fire to his own home before going to the rail yard. Bomb squads were searching the rail complex after receiving information about possible explosive devices. Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina said Wednesday that if there's a deal to be reached on police reform, it will be reached next month. Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Scott, the lead negotiator for Republicans, told reporters when asked about a timeline, "I think we have 3 weeks in June to get this done." Scott's comments come after he declined to publicly embrace the May 25th unofficial deadline pushed for by President Biden and top Democrats, who had hoped to be able to announce a deal for the one-year anniversary of George Floyd's death. Scott released a statement on Monday with Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey and Congresswoman Karen Bass of California, the two lead Democratic negotiators, saying that they're making progress and remain optimistic while acknowledging that they were still working through key differences. From Capitol Hill, I'm Bernie Bennett.
Local and federal officials say they've dismantled a trafficking network that ferried drugs from the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico through California to multiple drug dealing organizations around the nation's capital. The investigation began in 2017 with a Loudoun County, Virginia sheriff's deputy assigned to a Drug Enforcement Administration task force. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
It's 404. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. The Nevada state voting reforms made for the 2020 election because of the COVID-19 pandemic appear to be one step closer to reality. After figuring the cost of permanent mail-in ballots, at least over the next 2 years, the Assembly Ways and Means Committee approved Assembly Bills 126 and 321. AB 321 is the Democrat-backed bill to make universal mail-in voting. AB 126 would do away with the caucus system, which has been used since 1981 in the state of Nevada, and create a primary system, which would be held on the first Tuesday in February. Just in time for the start of summer school, June 1st, the Clark County School District announces new mask guidelines. Under the new rules, any student or staff member which is outside does not need to wear a mask, regardless of their vaccination status. All staff which are fully vaccinated do not have to wear a mask except when riding on school buses. Masks are optional for children from pre-kindergarten through the third grade, but are required for grades 4 and 5. With the vaccine now available for children under 12, masks will not be required for those 6 through 12, but for those fully vaccinated. All students must wear masks on school buses. Hope that's clear.
Is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Due to police activity, northbound Dean Martin Drive is closed at Blue Diamond Road. Also, Blue Diamond Road is closed just west of Interstate 15 with that same incident. Also, do expect some slow flows there. Northbound 15 at Hacienda and southbound 15 at Oki.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes? He now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us as we ramp up to Memorial Day. Very excited. By the way, Pat Casale will be in for me on Friday. We'll have a best of for you on Monday, and then we'll be back with live shows beginning on Tuesday of next week. Hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend. It's good. Weather looks like it's going to be perfect, so if you're going to be outside, pool parties, things like that, hey, be my guest. Joining us now, Michael Shouse. I don't know what he's got going for Memorial Day. Let's find out. He's the communications director for NPRI, the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And by the way, this NPRI report is brought to you by Nevada Trucking. Michael, first of all, hope you're gonna have a great holiday, you and the family. Got any plans?
No, not really. I mean, we're gonna hang out. We've got some family coming into town. It's actually my wife's birthday, so.
Ooh.
So that's gonna be about it.
29 yeah, again?
What's that?
29 again?
Naturally. Actually. You know, I don't know which year this is in a row, but yeah.
Oh,
tell everybody.
I just love it. Michael, let me ask you, this is an important week. While all of us are going to be throwing another shrimp on the Barbie, the 81st Nevada legislature is going to wrap it up. Can you talk a little bit about where we are with some of these bills? AB 321 has gotten out of Ways and Means, which means it'll come back to, I imagine, the floor of the assembly. Can you talk a little bit about where we are on some of these critical pieces of legislation that seem to be a slam dunk for the Democrats, but you know, it's never over till it's over, as they say.
Yeah, and this is, you know, I feel really bad for my colleague Daniel Hontru, because, you know, while the rest of us are kind of enjoying a long weekend, he's actually going to be working overtime, because this is definitely the busiest few days of the legislative session. This is the time of the session where all rules are basically thrown out. They can introduce new bills and rewrite entire bills and everything at the last minute. So even though there's some bad stuff that's out there right now that we should be watching and should keep our eye on, there's also probably more that could happen in the last few days. So I definitely don't envy him trying to keep up on top of all of it. You know, the one thing that I've got personally that I'm watching is SB 452, and that's the bill that Nicole Cannizzaro introduced regarding banning firearms in casinos, basically. And things like that that happened in the last days of the legislative session, it's going to be a whirlwind, and it's going to be really tough trying to keep up on.
You know, and that's one of those things we talk about, the legislature passing laws that directly impact members of the legislature. Nicole Cannizzaro, obviously a member of the prosecutor's office, and I'm just wondering, doesn't this point out how it's so bizarre to have people that are double dipping, that are members of the legislature and work in the public sector?
Oh, absolutely, and you know what? This year's actually been really good highlighting this issue, because it's not just conservatives or Republicans who are upset with this. Progressive groups are outraged by this right now, because Nicole Cannizzaro is a deputy DA. She's a prosecutor. So guess who's been killing most of the progressive criminal justice reforms this year? It's been Nicole Cannizzaro, as a DA, killing them, because she's also the Senate leader. And, you know, and actually, just to kind of highlight that, although it's not directly a criminal justice issue, but that gun bill, SB 452, we've had the ACLU of Nevada, we've had the Black Caucus chair, we've had progressive groups, the Progressive Alliance of Nevada. All these groups have come out in opposition to this bill because they're worried about the criminal justice aspect of it. And you've got the deputy DA of Clark County still pushing it in her official capacity as Senate leader. So it's a huge conflict. And this year, a lot of people on the left are waking up to that conflict.
How are we eventually going to get rid of that?
You know, it's going to come down to the courts. And, of course, we've got a Nevada policy. We've got a lawsuit that is going to be going before the Nevada Supreme Court pretty soon. They're going to be hearing some arguments and basically determining that, yes, hopefully, that, yes, we do have standing to sue. But we are currently suing every single lawmaker who also works as a government employee in the executive branch. And this has been a really long fight for us. We've been fighting it for about a decade, trying to get this provision in the Constitution that says you can only serve in one branch at a time, just trying to get that enforced. And the only way that's really going to get enforced is if the courts step up and say, okay, we're going to do our job and say, yes, the Constitution actually does mean what it says.
I just want to ask you, though, because the notion of Nicole Cannizzaro, who is the leader of the Democrats in the state Senate, and the fact that she's double-dipped, that she's one of the people, I would think the leadership would be more circumspect. Does it surprise you that she's right at the center of this?
You know, for so long, I mean, this has been decades that lawmakers have ignored this. Lawmakers from both parties, by the way, too. I mean, this isn't something that historically has only happened with the Democrats. We've seen Republicans that have worked in government and served in the legislature at the same time. And the problem is, it's been going on for so long, and nobody's been able to enforce it. Traditionally, the big obstacle for folks trying to sue on this issue has been the issue of standing. Courts say, oh, I'm sorry, you aren't qualified to bring forward this lawsuit. And so for decades, it's never been enforced. And now, I mean, let's all be honest here. Show of hands, if nobody ever enforced speed limits, would you actually go the speed limit? And the obvious answer there is no. The whole reason for rules and regulations and laws is that there's a penalty behind it, so that way when somebody breaks it, they are punished. And if you take that away, as has been done for the last several decades when it comes to this violation of the Constitution, you're going to see it more and more brazenly ignored.
Again, Michael Shouse joining us, Communications Director of NPRI. I want to ask you, because gentleman Jim Dallas has been reporting all afternoon that a bill in the Assembly has advanced out of committee, out of Ways and Means, and this would have the caucus, the presidential caucus ending and the beginning of primaries. How would it impact politics in our state in a presidential primary versus a caucus?
Well, you know, the big thing that I keep hearing, the kind of interesting point about this is that it looks like the Dems want to be the first in the nation, or at least the first in the West, but certainly first in the nation to have their primary. So that way, it happens right away. Nobody else has a chance. You know, like, we are the first ones in the news. The problem with that is that there are a couple of other states, I think New Hampshire is one of them, that they have no worry about just moving theirs up even more. So you're making the entire election process a whole lot longer, which just from a political standpoint I really dislike. But then also you might have the national parties actually strip delegates because they don't like it when everybody starts moving around their primary dates or their caucus dates. So there are a lot of ramifications there on the political side, some of which I don't fully understand. But what it boils down to is Nevada, Democrats are hoping that this will give us a outsized voice in national politics, but in truth, it might actually diminish some of our Democratic voice.
Well, and is it more expensive to do a caucus or a primary?
You know, that I'm actually not 100% sure. I know that that's part of what they were talking about today, and unfortunately I just wasn't able to listen in on it. But let's put it this way, it's not going to come free of cost. Anytime you're making a change like this, there are going to be ancillary costs associated with it. So I'm not sure how that hearing actually went down, but I'd have to imagine that the opposition is going to bring that up as a big sticking point.
More with Michael Shouse, Communications Director of NPRI. And by the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Don't miss the huge annual Bullfrog Spas Memorial Day sale. During this special event, you'll save up to $2,000 off MSRP and get 0% financing for 36 months OAC. At this price, they're selling fast. Hurry in to place your order for a beautiful, energy-efficient, and fully customized hot tub at the Bullfrog Factory Store located at 209 North Stephanie Street in Henderson. The sale ends Monday. Bullfrog Spas. Peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Michael Schaus joining us, communications director for NPRI, and this special NPRI report brought to you by Nevada Trucking, Paul Enos, and the great cast of characters that he has all across the state, getting stuff from point A to point B. I just love these people. Michael, let me just ask you, we've had two gubernatorial candidates begin, and in fact, let's go to cut six if we can. This is going to be the first ever ad for gubernatorial candidate John Lee. He's running for governor. This is the first of his ads.
They called it bad luck cancer, stage four. They said I hit the end of the road, but instead, I made my own. I'm John Lee. Let's go for a ride. I started a business out of the back of my family's station wagon and created hundreds of jobs. I ran for office, became mayor of North Las Vegas, and I pulled it out of deep debt and revitalized the city. Today, socialists control the Democratic Party I once knew. Sisolak strangled our economy and freedom. They're after our speech, guns, and kids. So, like Reagan and Trump, I switch parties. Socialism is a cancer, and if we don't fight back, it'll kill us. By the grace of God, I beat cancer. And together, as Republicans, we'll beat this too. Let's ride.
John Lee for governor.
I love the ad and the visuals of him on a mountain bike out in the middle of the desert riding, which, by the way, is something he does. Jared Fisher, the guy that is with us just about every week, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, he said, yeah, the guy rides all the time, and we ride together sometimes. I think he said they ride together. Anyway, we've got two candidates, Joe Lombardo, John Lee. First of all, what do you think of the two candidates that have already come out?
Well, you know, I don't know a whole lot about Lee's actual policy preferences or agenda or what have you, but what I will say is this, that, you know, based off of that ad, based off of his history, he used to be a Democrat, what have you, he seems to be playing this kind of smart, because if you look at the state, there's a huge rise in independence. You see people kind of wanting to disassociate with both parties right now, and I think that that is driven in part because people see both as being one extreme or the other, and Nevada's never really been a terribly extreme Republican or Democrat state. We've always been somewhat libertarian. So I think it's kind of smart of him to be playing that, to talk about the extreme nature of the current Democrat Party. We'll see how well that plays out for him. And again, we'll see kind of what his actual policy preferences are. As far as Lombardo goes, you know, the big challenge he has is how many people on the left are going to reject him simply because he's policed as opposed to just a Republican. I don't know if that's actually going to matter or not, and obviously he's running, so he believes it's not going to be that big of an issue. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out and see how these candidates work off of each other during a primary.
What do you make of this battle that I just discovered just a couple of days ago between the Clark County Republican Party and the Nevada Republican Party, and the fact that you've had meetings canceled because of security, a group called No Mask Nevada, which may or may not have ties to the Proud Boys. There's just a lot of stuff going on at a time when we all ought to be coming together as Republicans. It seems like we're getting split further apart. What do you make of it?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's good news and bad news in all of this. I mean, the bad news is obviously everything that you just laid out. And there's a huge division in the Republican Party. They don't seem organized. Half of them don't know what the other half is doing. Plus, you've got some radical elements that seem to be at least, you know, making noise, if not, you know, trying to take over parts of the party. So, yeah, there's some really serious things to worry about when it comes to Republican intra-party politics right now. The good news is none of this is really anything new. The Republicans have always been pretty bad at managing their own party, as have Democrats, by the way. And that's kind of the nature of our moment right now. Everybody is focused on the chaos and the shenanigans that are going on in the Republican Party, not just here in Nevada, but elsewhere. And much of the media kind of ignores what's going on in the Democrat Party. There is definitely a major divide in the Democrat Party right now that just is not quite as much in the open, because on the surface, people think, oh, Democrats are winning. I mean, they control everything here in the state. They control the White House. Clearly, Democrats are winning, so they're doing just fine. Truth is, they're not, and they're going to be running into a lot of the same problems. So it's going to be interesting to see, of course, how the Republicans in this state get over that. And I think the best way to do that is start putting person above politics. And what I mean is move away from the party politics for a little while and talk about, you know, this person running for office, why do we like him? And it shouldn't just be because there's an R in front of his name. It should be because these are the things he believes in that will get Nevadans moving forward.
Yeah, you know, Michael, I've always said that whether it's dog catcher or mayor or governor or president of the United States, to me it always comes down to how are you as a politician going to make my life better, make my life better, my family's life better? How are you going to do that? And unless you can talk to the electorate and tell them how you're going to positively impact them, you're not going to get elected to any office.
Yeah, and a big thing that a lot of folks have forgotten, and you know, voters, candidates, even campaign consultants have forgotten that all of political party is a vehicle to get elected. That's all it is. The Republican Party is not an ideology. The Democrat Party is not an ideology. It's just a vehicle for somebody to get elected with. And once you think of it that way, you can kind of step back from the party politics and say, oh, you know what, the party doesn't actually matter that much. What matters is the guy that's running, who is he? What does he actually think? What does he actually care about? Now, of course, parties are a major part of politics, so you do have to take that into account, but now's a good opportunity for a lot of Republicans to step back and say, you know what, let's drop a little bit of the tribalism for a second and actually start thinking about who is the person who's most likely to appeal to that ever-important rising number of independents of the state.